Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, a little bit of this. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's the 2nd of October. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow, that's
the
2nd
of October.
Oh, where this year's gone.
It's disgusting.
I went into the supermarket yesterday. It was just Easter stuff everywhere. I couldn't believe it. They had Halloween stuff, but for next year, all the pumpkins had 2025 carved into them. It's crazy how quickly it's going. So let's give you a chance, shall we, on the 2nd of October to earn yourself a shout out. The number is 8 to 12 15. It can be for you. It can be for anybody in your life. Maybe you've just pulled up at some traffic lights and there's someone in a car next to you and you think, four. And maybe they're listening to this show. Maybe I can shout them out for you.
Yeah.
Admittedly, you'll have to stay at the traffic lights for the next 15 minutes. But we can do it. And all you need to do is play the Stuck in the Middle with You quiz. So I've taken a song. I'm going to play it for you in full on the main station just after 7. Now, this song is exactly 3 minutes and 18 seconds long. And I've taken a clip from the middle. So 1 minute and 39 seconds in, you will hear this. Which song is that? So it is from the middle of the ditty. I think we all know the artist.
I think so.
But what is the name of the song? Who is the band? Who is the artist? 8, 12, 15. As I say, send your answers along right now. Once again, it's 8, 12, 15. And all the details that you want in your shout out and Stuck in the Middle with You is coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So, moments ago, I played you the very middle of a song. A song I'm going to be playing in full just after 7 a.m. on the main station. But which song is this from? Matt Dyson, you got it straight away. Would you like to do the honours?
Yes. Well, I thought it was Eurythmics for a short moment, and then I realised, no, it was Prince and Raspberry Beret.
Well done, sir. Shout out to Maxville Jarvis Limited in Barrow-on-Soar. Brian about to go out in his taxi in Motherwell. Ian in Amesbury in bed with Winnie the dog. Can you shout out to Amy Dickinson, who was 16 yesterday, making me feel very old, from Helen in Brentford. Happy 16th birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday.
Caroline on her way to work, hoping it'll stop raining so we don't have indoor play again all day. Now, that has inspired me, because I think what we're going to discuss today on the show, and it's coming just because of that message, is what did you do at school during wet play or wet break or whatever it was called? There was always a game, an activity, or a movie. Now, I have been claiming to be 28 for so long now that I don't know what movie to choose, so I'm going to go with whatever Glenn picks. I got a couple of years younger
than
that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to be
doing. Citizen Kane for me.
Yeah. It was before the talkies, in Matt's case. Anyway, so 8, 12, 15, but that's a separate thing we're going to get into a little later on. Your shout-outs continue right now with Paul Aclear, the pest control specialist, on his way to work. Shout-out to you, Paul. Chris and Neil on their way to Shortland. From Brian, and can you shout out my wife Robin and 9-month-old Rafferty? Rafferty is just 9 years old. Hello, Rafferty. And well done, Robin. Also, my year eights who will be running cross country, and they will moan that it's cold, and that's from Mr. Cutler. Well done, everybody. On the Stuck in the Middle with You quiz, it was, of course, Prince, Raspberry Beret.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The topic du jour today has been inspired by a listener named Caroline, who got in touch early doors just after 6:30, in fact, and she earned a shout out by guessing the song you just heard on the main station, which is Prince and Raspberry Beret, by playing our little game. And she wanted a shout out to hope that she didn't have any rain today, so they wouldn't have to do indoor play again at their school. Mm. So I'm asking you, what did you do during your wet play or wet break, whatever it was named? 8, 12, 15, there may be the movies you watched when they wheeled out the TV, maybe the games that you played. And on the way, we're going to find out what Scrub the Penny is, which is what Mark from Dronfield did during wet break. It's called Scrub the Penny. He's got into detail about what it involved, and I am going to reveal all. But first, as promised, it's time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Yes. Matt.
The actor Lydia Buckley on Instagram has identified a relatable and weird situation that we sometimes find ourselves in life. She says, I've lived in this this world for 31 years and still don't know what to say when someone knocks on the door while you're in the toilet. So it's quite a weird, it really freaks you out when it happens.
Okay.
And it goes something like this.
I won't be like, 1 minute, I'll see you outside. Can I help? Someone's inside. I'm here. Who's that? Who's outside? Don't belong. No. I won't be like.
Oh, panic. It's the panic. I've got to say something, but I don't know what to say.
I love that. People always say someone's in here instead of just I'm in.
I know, that's
so true. But who's knocking? That's the thing. It's all right. Just leave
Who
it.
Who is knocking? Leave
Come
me
back
alone.
In a few minutes. Unbelievable. So rude.
Also,
to
if there's
the
a gap, you can see like a bag or something.
Are you suggesting you just get on your hands and knees and have a look?
Insight into
oh, no, no, shoes anywhere.
Well, no, just look over the top. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Wow. Unbelievable. And then the other story this morning, Dave, I bring great news for fans of Yacht Rock Remix.
Oh, yeah.
We've had some amazing ones recently by a guy called Mr. Professor 318.
He's fantastic.
He's announced big news, huge news, that he's going to release a compilation of classic rock songs turned into Yacht Rock sort of 80s funk bangers. He did a brilliant Metallica one, Enter Sandman, which was near the start of our journey, I think.
You see, whilst it is definitely a crime against music and it's not cool, it's so good.
The album is called Yacht Boy Summer.
Yeah, and it's the start of my midlife crisis. Yeah.
It's coming soon to Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. It's not out yet, though, but it's coming soon.
I mean, it's, God, it's like the Doobie Brothers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. And then he's done Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
Oh, maybe that's a step too far.
That's a step too far, surely, isn't it? But no.
Oh, wow.
So much more jaunty with this take.
The Soundgarden fans do not like it.
They're angrily texting in as we speak. So anyway, Yacht Boy Summer, coming soon to Apple Music and Spotify. So good.
So good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We switched it up a little bit. I know today's normally Cool Badge Day, but after Caroline got in touch saying that she hopes she doesn't have to do another indoor play at school, we've decided to spend some time today talking about the things you used to do during wet play, wet break.
It's wet play season right
it
now,
is
isn't
wet
it?
Play season right now. And the first person to get in touch was Mark from Dronfield, who says, Dave, we used to play Scrub the Penny. And as I said just moments ago, it's time to find out exactly what that involved. So here we go. Dave, we used to play Scrub the Penny during wet play. You throw a 1 pence piece across the classroom and then all fight for it.
Oh, my God, amazing.
And that's Scrub the Penny.
Wow. There's no scrubbing involved.
What happens if you just don't really want that penny?
It's like Squid Games, isn't it?
Wow.
Mark concludes, and he participated in this, so this is an eyewitness account. You know, this is a primary source we've got here.
Yeah.
So these are Mark's words. Brutal. But fun,
yeah.
Wow. Like this breakfast show, anyway. Yeah. So keep them coming.
It's so Johnny Briggs, isn't it?
Oh, don't talk to me about Johnny Briggs.
It reeks of Johnny Briggs.
This could be the theme tune to Johnny Briggs instead of the actual theme tune to Johnny Briggs. Not that I remember what Johnny Briggs is. I'm 28 years old.
Of course you know.
So Scrub the Penny. Throw a penny across the classroom and then fight to get the penny. That's what Mark was doing during wet break in Dronfield. What about you?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words, £5,000 with fresh pressed ginger shots from Moju.
Yes, wake up, have a Moju ginger shot for a fresh start to the morning and then take on five words, £5,000. And doing just that, we have Debbie. Good morning, Debbie.
Good Good morning, Dave. Good morning, too.
Debbie, welcome to the show. Debbie likes the main station, occasionally dips her toe into Absolute Radio 90s. You work at a primary school, Debbie, is that right?
I do. I work in the school office.
Oh, lovely. Well, we're just switching up a little bit this morning. The topic du jour has become, what did you do during wet play or wet break? So firstly, do you remember what you did during wet play or wet break when you were at school?
Oh, it was many years ago, back in the 80s. So we had all the original, like all the board games, all Ludo, Scrabble.
Some of the pieces were missing.
That's the old.
Matt's losing his mind.
Matt thinks this is a naughty phone call.
Talk 80s to me.
Boggle two.
Talk 80s to me. Did you ever play Scrub the Penny?
No,
that was from a listener, Mark and Dronfield.
Dronfield only.
Well, you must have missed it, Debbie. Basically, Scrub the Penny was what Mark did at wet play, where you throw a penny across the classroom and then you just all fight for it. So that's something to consider.
I think I might have stayed well out of that one.
Well out of that one. Wise move. So what about now? You know, you work in the office at a primary school. When it's wet break, wet play, what do the kids get up to?
So pretty much the same. Obviously not bundling for a penny.
Obviously, Mark. Are you still listening, Mark? Obviously.
Lots of cards, games like Scrabble, Jenga, Labyrinth.
Right, okay.
And then maybe the odd Disney film if they're lucky, but it's very rare.
Very rare, okay, that you bring out the big telly. So right, let's move on.
Christmas.
Oh, okay, well, that's nice. A nice treat. So, Debbie, I'm reliably informed you once matched 5 out of 5 playing along at home with Matt Dyson. Is that
really
true?
I did, yes.
Wow, okay.
It was a long time ago, though, so no pressure.
Okay, you don't get him started on a long time ago. You know what he's like. Oh, yeah, four. Let's spin the random play generator, see who you've got. Here we go.
Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Oh. Let's spin it again, shall we?
Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Matt Dyson is in play. Here's his walkout music. Scatman has left the studio. Thank you, Matthew. Which means, Debbie, as you're fully aware, it is time for me to give you 5 words. What I want you to do is say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Matt Dyson is most likely to give me, because in about 7 minutes' time, I'm going to give Matt the same words. And if he says the same thing as you, you can have £5,000. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Your first word is... give.
Take.
Switch.
Switch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Switch board, perhaps.
Switch on.
Or just said trip, because I've had issues this morning.
Oh, you got fuse issues.
Yeah.
Classic. Again, let's talk about this before we come on. Debbie's playing for £5,000 here, Anna. I mean, whilst we're all concerned about your fuse box, now's not the time.
It would be weird if Debbie had said switch trip because Anna's got issues this morning.
I'm sensing, Dave, that Anna's got some problems at home with her fuses. Is that true? Okay. Switch up is in. It's locked in. As we move on to boring.
Exciting.
Yes. Science.
Fiction.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one.
Game.
There's quite a few for that. I'm going to go with board.
You know, I think that is a tough set of words. In fact, I might be wrong, but there's a couple of debut words there. Five words, five grand. And I think, Debbie, for what it's worth, you've handled that really well. So good job. That is a great set of answers. Wait right there. Matt Dyson is in play. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words, 5 grand. With fresh pressed ginger shots from Moju.
Okay, Scatty Matty, you are back in the studio. Debbie, you gave a fine set of words. It is time to play for £5,000. Good luck. Debbie?
Hello,
yeah. Oh, okay, sorry. Check that you're there. Matt Dyson.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first word that comes to mind in that lovely, beautiful mind of yours when I say give?
Take.
Correct.
Yes.
Switch.
Oh, there's quite a lot of options. Switch on.
Oh. Switch
up. Switch over. Switch up. Switch up.
Yeah. Sorry, Debbie.
Sorry, Debbie.
There's nothing wrong with switch up. It's great. And, you know, switch on as well. Nothing wrong with that. What have you got for boring?
Oh, boring. Oh, it's got to be opposites. Exciting.
Yes.
Exciting.
Yes. Exciting. Yes. Nice.
It was
nice
either that or Arsenal. Boring, boring Arsenal.
Send all your complaints directly to Matt. Yeah. Nothing to do with myself, yeah. Glenn, or Anna. Science.
Fiction.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Very good.
Game.
Oh, over.
Bored.
Bored.
Okay.
Oh.
Debbie, it is 3 out of 5. There is no shame in that. Thank you ever so much for tuning in on the main station and on 90s. Send our love to everybody at your school and have a great day ahead.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Debs. Take care of yourself. So if you would like to have a go at 5 words, 5 grand, all you need to do is text your name right now. Just your name. Send it to 8 12 15, and tomorrow at 7:30, live on The Breakfast Show, you could be playing for £5,000.
5 words, 5 grand. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we're discussing what you used to get up to when you're at school during wet break, wet play, anything like that. I know this is the most home time texter we've ever done on breakfast. Bush and Richie are fully behind this and we're going for it. Of course, already Mark from Dronfield has introduced the world to scrub the penny, where during wet play you'd throw a penny across the classroom and then fight for it, which was nice. Tom in Cheltenham says, at wet play, Dave, we'd play a game of coin table football. You basically just nudge the coin to the other edge of the table before your opponent. Tom concludes, wild times.
Yeah.
Dave and the team, wet break as a child in the 80s meant that you weren't allowed on the grass, but you were allowed... Hang on, let's get the right music for this. You were allowed to put your coat on and play on the concrete area.
Oh. Mm. Well,
that's from Dave and Jimmy.
It's unusual, isn't it?
Pretty bleak. Matt, what about you? I mean, take us back to... I mean, what would you used to do? Like, pass the stick around or something?
No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that... But I just used to love... Well, I sort of loved and hated wet play. The damp air, because the classroom was so wet. So
damp. The walls were damp,
the
weren't
coats
they?
On the back of the chair all soaking
all
wet.
All the 80s like that. Condensation is what they were like.
Very
like
damp. Condensation. The air was damp. There were wellies in the corner primary school and stuff like that.
Some kids park or some awful blue park.
Oh, soaking wet. Everyone was wet.
Hit me on the bum with a woman's weekly. Oh, goodness me.
The second
so
time
soft.
You mentioned that.
So soft.
She's soft.
You southerners.
And then you...
I hear you. You southerners, you make me sick.
Yeah, we dreamed of the big TV being wheeled out was a rarity, really, for a film. But we... So it would be like the musty old board game. So I specifically remember Downfall.
Downfall was the thinking man's Connect Four.
It was. Yeah. It was like a vertical board with dials. It had dials, that, little bits of plastic in a dial that you'd take it in turns to turn.
Yeah, the thinking person's Connect Four. Have you never heard of Downfall?
No, I've heard of the World War II film.
Yeah, it's a very different thing.
I didn't know
you want the channel telly, did I? Okay, so Downfall... Hang on, here's the advert.
This is Downfall, the game of face-to-face strategy. You must get your counters to the bottom in sequence before your opponent does. So work out your moves very carefully. Trap his counters and release yours.
You've won!
I think we both lost.
Matt did that voiceover when he was 8 years old. Downfall was great.
It was a great game, but all the pieces weren't there, so you only had a few little bits.
You never
of
have all the pieces,
but
of course.
It was fun. It was nice times, simpler times.
During wet break, someone said, of course, the only film you could ever watch back in the day. Are you familiar with The Neverending Story, Anna?
I've never seen it, you know.
Oh.
It's great. I mean, I don't. Yeah, yeah. Same here.
You,
yeah.
You must enroll at secondary school and watch it on a wet day. You must.
It's the only
it's
way.
The only
I
like to watch. They don't sell them. They don't sell them. It's only on the wheelie TVs.
Yeah. Unless there's rain pitter pattering at the window and the walls are damp, I simply can't watch the Never Ending Story. No. But for ages, I thought that was the only thing that you could watch on a giant TV that was on wheels. That was what I thought.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. I know traditionally on The Breakfast Show I'm asking for your cool badges, but we've decided to mix it up a little bit this morning, inspired by a listener called Caroline, who was hoping it wasn't going to rain today so she didn't have to do indoor play at her school. And I thought, what did you used to do during your indoor play? And joining us right now on line one, we have Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Rich.
Now, Rich is the answer to an age-old question. And the age-old question is, of course, where were you during the great plaster scene fight of 1985? Rich, you were there. Oh. You could give us an eyewitness account. You were on the ground. What was going on that fateful day?
Yeah, I was with the troops behind the tables in the classroom. we had wet playtime, and one boy, Scott, decided to throw a bit of plasticine blue tack. It just flew past my ears, so I thought it'd be a good idea to throw a bit back. And then another boy joined in, and then another joined in, and some girls joined in, and it just took off. So we ended up flipping a couple of big tables, 1980s heavy wooden tables.
Yeah.
ducking up and down and just lobbing plastic. It was about eight aside in the end. There was some quivering in corners, but kind of took over. And it just went from there, really.
Wow. So yeah. What was the result of this? Were you all told off and just carried on as normal? Did the teachers, like, just lock themselves out of the classroom? Were they too scared to come in? What happened?
We had one teacher come in. It was my mum's best friend at the time.
Rich, for that alone, you deserve to have plasticine thrown at you, and you know it.
She had a look. Walked off and then got the big teacher and then just took us all off one by one, because he used to be a Gurkha, so he was quite scary. So he took us to the head teacher's office, and then we were severely told off, obviously. And we got suspended for 3 days.
Wow, this story's got it all, hasn't it? You were suspended. How old were you at the time, Rich?
I was like 8 years old.
Now, I know you're thinking, this is a fascinating story surrounding wet play. There's the great plasticine fight of 1985. There's a Gurkha involved. It's got it all so far, right? Yeah. But also, this is where, you know, we've all joined in this narrative. We're all enjoying this story. And then, bam, plot twist. Rich, tell everybody what you do for a living.
I'm a teacher now.
He's a teacher! Rich is a teacher! He was telling a story about school! He got suspended for 3 days! There was a Gurkha involved in all along! Rich was a teacher in Blackpool!
The redemptive
arc! You did not see it coming! Oh my goodness me, the satisfaction! What would you do now if you saw a group of 9-year-old kids lobbing plasticine at each other? Rich, what would you do?
Nostalgia would kick in.
You join in! Sir, stop throwing plasticine at me! It's so unprofessional. Rich, great having you on the show. Thank you for sharing your tale of wet play and, of course, the great plasticine fight of 1985. We'll speak to you again real soon. Give it up for Rich, everyone. Well done, Rich.
Lovely.
Nice one, man. Nice one. Keep coming. 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, for reasons I can no longer remember, we're asking you, what did you do during wet play, wet break? 8:12:15 was the number. Dave, during wet play, we did hacky sack fights across the classroom. We would hide behind the bags and coats to protect ourselves from flying sacks.
Wow.
That's from Susie in Norfolk. We were never provided with entertainment. So I used to keep myself busy by spilling PVA glue on my hands.
Oh, yes.
And then peeling it off. That's what Ella used to do.
So you've got, like, mash a crayon onto a radiator. Do you ever do that? And then you put your fingers in that.
The
wax melts. Oh, that's even better.
That's even better.
Wow. Yeah.
Like a royal seal.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, okay. I like it. Wet play was all about calculator Olympics.
Ooh.
The thing is, Richard from Folkestone, I like the idea, but you've not told us what it involves, because he just says 100 metres, 200 metres, all the way up to 1,500 metres if we were really
so
bored.
Just lobbing them around, is that?
No. Or is it just no. 1 + 1 = and you have to keep tapping equals until it goes up?
You've
if it's not, I think I've invented a pretty good game.
Add that to your wax seal. Dave says, Sarah in Manchester, we used to watch Wacky Races. That was a lenient school. Yeah, just shove a bit of Wacky Races on during wet break.
Lucky.
Dave says, Matthew Fountain, he says, my son Joshua, who's in year 8 at the moment, said he had to sit in a classroom and eat food.
That's all they
that
do.
Was it. That was wet.
Yeah,
that was
I think he's conflated that with lunch break.
That's wet play today. You don't know your ball, Joshua. Andy in Tunbridge Wells says, we used to climb out of the window, walk along the ledge, and then climb back in. Andy adds, I'm a teacher now. I'd better check on the little scamps. Yes, I think you had, Andy. So there we go. That's wet play, according to you, the fine folk of the UK. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. In fact, you've been so good, you've inspired the Daily Smash. I'll reveal the two topics I've picked for wordplay fun next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I told you talk of wet play has inspired the smash this morning. And so let's get down to wordplay business, shall we? It's anything to do with school versus the movies. 8, 12, 15. Get them in right now. Make sure you include your name so you can get the recognition you so richly deserve. And just after 9, it will be shout-out time. Tipex Machina.
Wow,
you like that one?
Amazing.
What about My Fair Dinner Lady?
Oh, lovely
stuff. She was as well, fair. Mrs. White.
So fair.
So fair. I love Mrs. White. What have you got, Matt Dyson?
The Curious Pencil Case of Benjamin Button.
Oh,
the Dustin Hoffman classic Western Little Big TV Man.
Or
just the PVA team.
Okay, yeah, the PVA team. Very good. Glenn Moore.
Look Who's Chalking.
Oh.
Jack Teacher and the Judge Dredd Excel Examination Board.
Oh, and Anna Geary.
I got Prep Up, starring the beautiful Channing Tatum.
Of course.
I think that's not wordplay. Oh, no, you're just saying the beautiful Channing Tatum. Yeah, got it. Okay.
Classed Off and nice. Grade Runner.
Very Grade Runner's excellent work. So it's anything to do with school versus film. The number again, 8, 12, 15. More of those on the way, plus the details that you need to enter our cash register, which is worth £250,000, guaranteed to find a winner on Friday. But first, across all 9 of our playlists, let's squeeze in another little song, shall we?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. I hope the no repeat guarantee is treating you well. It is punctuated with wordplay brilliance from you guys out there. As today I charged you with the task of smashing together anything to do with school versus the movies. Playground Hog Day from Lauren in Manchester. The Last Tango in Plaster of Paris from Sam in Peterborough.
Nice.
The Shawshank Detention is fantastic from Stephen Kent. Harry Jotter and the Prisoner of Azkaban Exam from Tim in Cardiff. This is brilliant from Nick and Ealing. I'm just going to say, Nick, take a bow because I love Avengers Assembly. And we also have William Shatner Proof Ruler from Sally in Leeds. Excellent stuff. Matt,
amazing.
How are the socials
work
looking?
Well, Andy Pennock's gone for American Pythagoras. We've
beautiful
also got Hear No Evil, GCSE No Evil from Darren Izzard. Dan's gone for Fatal Protraction, which is excellent work for getting a protractor in there. And Lewis has gone for War of the Ringer Ringer Roses.
Hey! Yeah. Excellent work, everybody. That is school versus the movies, and it's done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's it. Wednesday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show is now complete. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. And of course, as always, I urge you to go and get the latest edition of The Daily Podcast, or you can listen to the show again on demand in the free Rayo app. Now, when it comes to naming it, Matt, your options number 4, Scrub the Penny, Brutal But Fun, classic fuse issues. Downfall was the thinking person's Connect Four.
Well, I mean, I agree with you on Downfall 100%.
I'm going to buy one today.
The star of the show has to be Mark from Dronfield and his bleak school at Wet Play in Yorkshire. So it has to be Scrubbed a Penny.
It has to be Scrubbed a Penny. Has anyone ever said the star of the show is Mark from Dronfield before is what I was laughing at. Yes, thank you, Mark. You are a star of the show, and Scrub the Penny is therefore the name of the brand new daily podcast. Leona Graham is going to be here next on the main station. She'll continue the no repeat guarantee and, of course, bring you the details that you need to enter the cash register, which on Friday will give one listener £250,000. As for us, we'll be back amongst you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.